Thank you. Such a beautiful day that Lord has given us again today. It's a little hot, but it's okay. He's given us shade, He's given us life, and life more abundant. Today is the day that the Lord has made. He has allowed us to be a part of it, to be blessed by it. That we have another chance, that we may get it right again and try our best at it. Father, we thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
You've given us another day.
Mm-hmm.
A day, Lord, that you have allowed us to wake up, to be able to do good for you. Not for ourselves, but for you.
Yes, Lord.
For our lives are hidden within your lives.
Mm-hmm.
The book has been written. It's just the path that we take to get to the end. And let us take the right road, Lord, the good road. The road that you have given us and showed us that we may go and do the things on this path that you will have us to do, that we might become the people that you have called us to be. That in the end, when you see us face to face, you will say, good done, my faithful servant. And we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you, Father, to bless this service. Just let your spirit fall upon each and every one here, Lord. Let it be a blessing unto our spirit and unto our soul. That, Lord, that we may give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. And we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture will be coming from Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to start reading at verse 10. I give you a second to get there. If you got, for you all that have your Bibles, Proverbs 4 and 10. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the ways of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, and walk in the way of evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way, for they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. This morning hymn.
13.
Will be coming from our hymnals. To hymn number 13. Blessed be the name. Oh, okay. All right, let's go ahead. We're going to do our hymn. I'm sorry. Blessed be the name. Let us pray. Gracious Father, magnificent and all-wise God, the great I am, the one who is, was, and always will be, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my Father, our Father, the Creator of all things, of heaven and earth, light and life.
We come before thee, Lord, humbled on our knees, giving you honor, Lord, giving you glory, blessing your holy name, Lord. For, Lord, nothing is done that you do not allow it to be done.
Yes, Lord.
For, Lord, you've allowed us to come together as one body in Christ, as part of a whole united body, to be able to worship you and to hear from you on this day. For, Lord, what you are about to do is to give us strength that we might make it yet another day, another week, that it should be put in our hearts and here within our hearts. Father, we pray for those that are not here right now. For whatever reason it may be, Lord, those that didn't come to this service or another service, wherever it may be, we pray, Lord, that the word that you have for them will reach them. For you said that your word would not return unto you void, but it shall go forth and do what it was intended to do. Father, we pray for those who are out here who are not being protected during this time of this virus. Father, we ask you to protect us all. For you have the power, Lord, to just speak a word and it is done. So we ask you, Father, to speak that word. Put it over us, Lord. And let it be a blessing unto us that we all stay safe. And we thank you for that, Lord. Father, we thank you for those that are united in one heart and one mind. And Lord, we pray that those that are not united, that you touch their heart. For you are able to change their hearts. For you have created each and every person for a purpose. And we ask that that purpose be done in each person's life. Father, we pray for those who just chose not to come, whether it's they do not believe or did not want to show up to a church service this day. We pray, Father, that your word will go into them. For your word says that one plants, one waters, but you, my God, give the increase. And we pray, my Father, that it is done this day. We pray, Father, that each and every person that walks out of their door, you keep in your care and your safety. That as we travel across the roads to and from any destination that we go, that you protect us, Lord. Father, that you build a hedge about each and every one of us, letting no hurt, harm, nor danger come upon us. Father, we ask you to help us to put our shield up to stop the fiery darts that the devil sends at us. Father, we pray that you give us strength, that we can stand on your word. That your word, Lord, prevails within our hearts. And let us, Lord, put on, most of all, the helmet of salvation. For that is what keeps us. And we thank you, Father.
Yes.
Father, we pray for our pastor and every pastor that is going to stand before your people and give a word. We pray, Father, that they humble themselves and be willing to be used as a vessel. That you, Lord, will let your word come through their mouth and be receptive unto each and every person that hears. And not only to those that hear, but those that speak it. And we thank you right now for everything that you have done, Lord, for we know that it was you that woke us up this morning. We didn't do it on our own, but we know that you did it. Father, we thank you for letting us be able to put on clothes, to eat, to drink, to see, to hear, and to be here right now for this very moment that you've called for. And we thank you. And let the church say amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
And before I turn it back up to the choir, let us thank all these lovely people, the choir, and the musicians out here in the hot sun, performing for all of us, giving their time and their ability to serve the Lord that you might hear. We thank y'all. Well, I know it ain't easy. I can't do it. And just a couple announcements, just to remind everybody about the joint outreach program that we're doing with Hopedale and Deep Creek. Starting next week, for those that the Lord has guided, we will start taking, if not this week, the donation towards it, as well as we will be collecting non-perishable foods to help begin to build up our pantry, that we can help those in our community in whatever way they need it. But that is what the Lord put us in this community for, is to help those around us. We're not here for ourselves. He didn't create us for ourselves. He created us for everybody else. That He blesses us, that we may bless them. Thank you. Now, turn it back over to the choir. Yeah.
Thank you. This is a time of preaching. Beautiful day in the Lord, and I thank him for his grace and his mercy. Thank God for your presence on church ground. Thank God for his saving grace. Father, as we come this morning, Lord, for a brief moment, Lord, to say to the church what does save your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for not only life, not only health, not only strength. But I thank you, God, that during a time of struggle, Lord, you are still in control. I pray now, God, for those who are under the sound of my voice, those who may be Facebook Live, who may be going through a hard time. God, I pray that you would have mercy. Pray, God, for strength to preach your word. Thank you, Lord, that you will look on me and anything in me that's not like you. Father, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. That your Holy Spirit may have free flow from heart to heart and breast to breast as we hear from heaven in your name. My prayer always is that may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I pray, oh God, has been acceptable in your sight. For truly, oh Lord, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name, I do pray, let the faithful of God say amen. This morning, for a brief moment, I want to talk to you from Paul's letter, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. One verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. I want to stay faithful to my subject last week and talk about all. We're going to talk about all. A-L-L, all. Paul's letter here to the church at Rome. Paul is in prison and Paul is struggling and Paul is going through a storm. As a matter of fact, Paul's goal was to go and stand before Caesar to make his appeal. But as the providence of God would have it, Paul was awaiting death. But yet he still remained faithful to the gospel and to the preaching of Jesus Christ. Now I want to ask you today, to have you given your all through coronavirus? Have you given your all through hate, racism? Have you given your all through sickness and disease? Have you given your all through financial burdens? Have you given your all through hurt and pain? And yet you still try to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just by what you say, but just by what you do. Paul says, and we know. See, a lot of people want to know, but what do you know? It said, and we know. Look at this. Most people quote this verse. They say, we know. No, and now we know. We know because of what the Lord has done. We know from the experiences in our life that God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. We know that no matter what men try to do, God is still on the throne. We know that God is still in control. And we know, not what we see, not what we feel, I love my friend Pastor Darrell Carr. Pastor Darrell Carr always said, you got to know it before you show it. Amen. That's faith. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to believe this thing before you walk into this thing. There are some of y'all that God has made you a promise, and you go about what you feel, and you're going by what you see. But now, today, it needs to be, what do you know? You know that God is good. You know that God will provide. You know that God has forgiven you. You know that God is there for you in times of need. Paul says here that even though I'm in trouble, we know that all things, somebody say all things work together, together. Our body is designed to work together. When you see somebody sick and have a disease, it's because their body is working against itself. There's something in your bloodstream that's not quite coagulating with your organs. There's something going on with your bones, your brain, your heart, your mind. There's something going on that's not working together. But when everything works together, you feel good. You look good, amen, and you have energy that you're supposed to have, and your mind is clear because everything is working together. But when your body starts fighting against each other, disease comes, and sickness comes, and infirmities come, and stress comes, because your body and your mind and your spirit is not working together. That's the way the church is designed. The church is designed so that all the parts of the church can work together for the good of God, amen, who called us according to his purpose, amen. And whether we're in the building or outside the building or in the marketplace, wherever we are to be giving our all to God, because God has given us his word. God has given us his strength. God has given us his son Jesus by his life and the shed of his blood, so that through our all, how we speak, where we go, what we do, how we treat each other, and how we spend our money should all come together to work so that people can see God. In other words, in this text, Paul was trying to let you know there are two struggles in a man. In Romans 7, if I had time to go back, but most of you know it, that Paul says that I want to do good, but evil is all around me. Then Paul said there are times where I really don't want to do good. I really don't, and then I do good, amen. And he was trying to let you know that we are struggling from the inside out. If you're like me, maybe I can't talk about you. Then let me talk about me. I have a struggle on the inside and a struggle on the outside. Then let me go here to my text so that I won't stray away from what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you that in this body of flesh, you're going to have some pain. In this body of flesh, you're going to have some weights that are going to come on you. In this body of flesh, you're going to have some trials. In this body of flesh, your conscience and your mind is going to mess with you. Sometimes you're going to be hurt. Sometimes you're going to be sorrowful. Sometimes you're just the flesh of the lust of your flesh, like Galatians 5:17 tells me that sometimes we're just plain struggling between our body and our mind. To do right or to do wrong, we're in a struggle. But then the struggle on the inside is complicated by the struggle on the outside. Isn't it funny when you decide to give God your all that people begin to come against you? Isn't it funny that when you decide to live your life right and to do right by everybody, that the very person you're trying to help will turn around and be somebody totally different? Well, see, God is watching what you do. Let folk do what they do. Let them say what they say. Let them keep on doing what they're doing. And you give God your all. You say, well, preacher, how can I do that? I just told you. And we know. If you know that God is with you, you got to love somebody. If you know God is with you, you got to forgive somebody. Not because you want to, but because God said so. And we know that all things work together. That word all, I told you last week, that word all means complete. It means everything. As a matter of fact, when you're talking about a group of people, all means that you do your part, I do my part, they do their part, and then we bring it all together, amen. And then it will begin to work for the good. Y'all know what? I tried to be a good pastor this week, so I looked up the word all. I looked it up in the Greek, the word all. Y'all know what the word means in the Greek? It means all. What the word in the Greek, it means all. If I say all, I mean all. Stop trying to figure out what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, give God your heart, give God your soul, give God your mind, give God your money, give Him everything you are and everything you not. Give it to God, and all things will work together for your good. Now God is calling this, most people looking at it funny because there's three calls of God. Three calls of God. God calls you into the fold. That's everybody. He's calling everybody to come to Him. That's the providential call of God. God has the right to providentially call you. That means God has the power and God has the authority or the providence to call you. So He's calling all of humanity to come to Him. But we're looking at a people who don't want to see God. They take politics and they cover God up. And they take religion and they cover God up from the pulpit to the door. But when you really love God, you can love folk who don't look like you. You can love folk who don't act like you. You can love folk who don't have what you have. Because God is on the inside of you. But that other call, not just the call, the general call to everybody. But there is a call to the Christians, those who belong to God, the children of God, the men of God, the women of God. There's a call for you to come. Reverend Lamont sang it to you. Repent of your sin and be baptized. Well, you said, Pastor, I've been to the water. Yeah, but you don't need that water baptism now. You need that baptism by the fire of the Holy Spirit. That baptism by fire of the Holy Spirit will take hate out of you, will take lying out of you, will take backbite out of you. It'll take all these things out of you. Proverbs chapter 6 said it like this. It's six things that God hates. God hates a proud look. Y'all do know the devil was proud. That was the first sin. He tried to make himself to be like God. But I'm trying to tell you, ain't nobody like my God. And so God don't like a proud look. You ever seen folks of us live? Hey, you remember them way back when they was driving a truck, their car was smoking, amen, and they was drinking out the creek bed out of water. And now because they got a big home in it, they got a couple of cars to drive, amen, and they got water running, amen. Now they forgot where they came from. I'm trying to tell you that God hates a proud look. Say the thing God hates is a lying tongue. That's all you see when y'all keep watching TV. Turn that TV off and open up your Bible and stop listening to a lie and begin to learn what the truth of God is. God hates a proud look. God hates a lying tongue. Next one is God hates those that shed innocent blood. Y'all don't worry about it. I know what people are doing. I see the hate. I see it. Y'all saw it yesterday in Graham on both sides. Everybody was hating. Everybody was mad on one side of the street or the other side of the street. But I don't care if you had a Confederate flag or you was Black Lives Matter. I hope somebody recognized that there was a God in heaven who sits high and looks low, and we should be glorified Him. Proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood. There are those who are murdering young children. Yeah, sex trafficking, slave and abuse and the rape of women. Yeah, the exploitation of men because of what they don't have. God is watching all these things. And then God is also watching those. That the fourth thing He hates is a heart that devises wickedness. Have y'all ever seen folk? They ain't pleased with nothing. You can't please them coming or going, riding or walking, because they just determined to think up something, and no matter what you do, they going to find something wrong with it. That's why the Lord Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before a swine, because if you cast your pearls before a swine, they going to walk all over it, put mud on it, change up what you said. But don't worry about it. God hears every word you're spoken. So a heart that devises wickedness. Genesis chapter 6. Before the flood came, everybody was wicked. And it went before the nostrils of God when He saw that man had turned away from Him. God sent a flood. Told Noah, go ahead on and build an ark while they're talking about you. Go ahead on and do what I tell you to do. Because one day it's going to rain. I don't want to get off my subject, but I'm trying to tell somebody, it's going to rain one of these days. It ain't going to rain water. It's going to be fire next time. So you better get yourself right and give God your all. Yeah? Next thing God hates is not only is a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wickedness, but he hates feet that are swift to mischief. Have you ever seen folk you can't get them to come to church? Have you ever seen folk you can't get them to go on a mission to do something good for other folk? But if you tell them about something that's going on, trouble over here, or trouble over there, or who's sleeping with who, or who they think doing this, or who you can get a whole group of people to go with you, but God said he hates that. Feet that are swift to mischief. Little fuss about them will slow down so you can get what I'm saying. There are folk in your circle. You trying to figure out who they are. Because one day they one way. And the next day they the other way. That's the litmus test till you find out who belong to God and who belong to the devil. Go ahead on and tell them something good. Go ahead on and tell them something truthful. And watch how they back up and crawfish off of you. But then go ahead on and tell them something wicked. And watch them come out the woodworks to run with you. Next thing is, number six is a false witness. In other words, God don't like folk who speak a lie. And I'm going to tell you this morning that every liar will have their part in the lake of fire. Dozing under the sound of my voice, some of y'all can't even sleep at night because y'all trying to chase down a lie. Y'all worried about somebody who lied on you. But I'm going to tell you, Psalm 4 tell you to lay on down and sleep and lay down in safety because the Lord that you serve, he don't sleep. And he don't slumber. And he hears every word that's spoken against you. So what I want you to do tonight, when you give God the glory and the praise and kiss your spouse, your children, I want you to lay down and sleep in peace, knowing that the Lord, by his blood, is watching over you. The Lord hates a proud look. The Lord hates a lying tongue. I'm telling you all of them. And the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. And the Lord hates those hearts who devise wicked plans. And then the Lord hates those whose feet is swift to mischief. And then the Lord hates those false witnesses. Somebody that's always trying to tell a lie. But he saved the best for last, y'all. Number seven is the Lord hates those that sows discord among the brothers. Yeah, he don't like those who are always trying to tell other folks' business. Always trying to get in your business but won't mind their own business. God hates those who do not lift up the name of Jesus. Because I'm trying to tell you that you got to walk in love. Hey, y'all saying, well, that ain't on your text. Oh, yes, it is. I told you, and we know. Paul in prison said, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God. Do you say you love God and you don't love your neighbor? I don't care what your neighbor is, but you want to love them. I don't care if they're black, white, Chinese, Puerto Rican. You want to love your neighbor. I don't care if they're straight, gay, rich, poor. You supposed to love your neighbor. See, if you don't love your neighbor, you are not like my Lord. Because my Lord said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I'm trying to tell you that you got to love. Because what the Lord did was this. 1 John 3:8, write it down. Why did Jesus come? Why are so many people fighting against the fact that he came? The only ones fighting against him is the devil. Because in 1 John 3:8, it says that the Son was manifest. And the purpose for him coming was to destroy the works of the devil. Y'all know that the devil is still he's the prince of this world. He's trying to kill folk. He's trying to steal your legacy. Amen. And everything you put in place by the word of God, he's trying to usurp it and destroy what you've given to God. But God, or Jesus had come to destroy the works of the devil. And he's given us the plan for that. So we got to love one another. You say, well, why we got to love one another? Because love covers a multitude of sins. You may be perfect and you may not sin, but I need you to love me because I just might fall short of God's glory and I need somebody to love me just enough to cover me until I get it right. I wish I had somebody that believed in the Lord this morning. And not only that, if you love God, you can't love God who you have not seen. and hate your brother who you see every day. Folks who standing up today in pulpits all over the country were hollering and fussing and mad and hating people and talking about people, and this morning they talk about Jesus. What Jesus are you talking about? The Jesus I love gave his all. He sacrificed his all because he loved all. I'm trying to tell you, let me give you another one, and I'm going on. Ephesians 4:32. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to the children of God. Said you're supposed to be humble. That means that you don't have to get your way all the time. Sometimes you gotta let folk go on and say what they gotta say and do what they gotta do and try to hurt you, but it's gonna be alright. Brother Joseph's brother sold him into slavery, amen. They thought he was gone, but y'all know what happened? God brought a famine in the land, and while Joseph was in slavery, Joseph ended up running everything. He went from slavery to Potiphar's house. He started running everything at Potiphar's house, cause if you got favor, you got favor everywhere you go. Then Brother Joseph from Potiphar's house went to the palace, amen. He went to the palace because he had the word of God in his ear, and he was speaking the word of God in his mouth, and he loved everybody. And when he began to speak God's word, all things started working together for Joseph. And then when his brothers came together, they thought he was going to try to get revenge. Joseph said, I don't want revenge. I want you to understand that what you meant for evil, God to turn it around for your good. I'm trying to tell somebody, you trying to fight somebody, you trying to figure somebody out, you trying to hurt somebody. But I'm trying to tell you this morning, you go ahead on and put in God hand. Let God work the thing out for you, Mr. Jeff, and God will work it out for you. And you know what's going to happen? Not just something, but all things going to work together for your good. It might not look good, it might not feel good, but you better stand on that word to know that all things will work together for the good of them who love the Lord and call according to his purpose. Ephesians 4:32, we got to be kind to one another. Stop fussing and fighting. You got to love one another. We got to forgive one another. Because one day you're going to need that forgiveness. I'm still talking about all, but I'm getting ready to go as I close this thing talking about all. I want you to know in Psalm 103, the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, and bless his holy name. Why am I going to do that? Because he forgives me of all my iniquities. Lord knows I got many of them. And then he heals me from all my diseases, Brother Cliff. Because you're going to get sick one of these days. But you better know that God's got you all and all in hand. Amen. And then you got to know this right here. That perfect love casts out fear. I got to go because the Bible says God is going to work for your good if you're called according to his purpose. That if you love him. And if you're called to his purpose, what is the purpose of God? What is the will of God? The will of God is to love justice and do mercy. The will of God is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The will of God is to love your neighbor as yourself. The will of God is to do right. And I'm trying to tell you that everything gonna be all right. All things work together for the good of him who loves the Lord and the called according to his purpose. I'm trying to tell y'all today that it may look dreary, Sister Cheryl, we've been laying through for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I'm trying to tell you that if God gave his all, you are to give your all. Jesus Christ walking down the Valley of Roar, they took him from one place to another place, from judgment hall to judgment hall, from Herod to Pilate, from Pilate to Herod, and everybody was talking to Jesus about it. If you have power, go ahead on and tell us who you are. Jesus said, the power I have, you didn't give it, and the power I have, you can't take it away. I'm trying to tell you that he came to die. They didn't take his life, even though they murdered him open daily, but they didn't murder him. He gave his life up. I'm trying to tell you that somebody trying to destroy you, the world can't destroy you, but you sure can give yourself away to God. God has a promise that he's in power and he's in control. God's promise is that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord according to his purpose. And God has a plan for your life, that you be saved, that you be whole, that you be healed, that you be blessed, that you be caring, that you be loving, that you do what God said, that your God comes back, that you hold on to God's unchanging hand, until all things work together for your good. Somebody here today, you struggling because you're still trying to hold on to your plan. I'm trying to tell you that before the foundation of the world, God already knew you was going to be here. God already knew the plans that you was going to walk. God knew when you were going to do right, and God knew when you was going to do wrong. But this is the day to straighten your life up. This is the day to get your life right. Jesus Christ on the cross gave his all shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Yes, he did. They beat him and they whipped him. But y'all know what he did when they buried him. The Bible says he went to hell while they was partying on earth on Sunday. He was in hell. Y'all know why he was in hell? He was in hell to get all the souls out of there. Not just some souls. He brought all the souls that belonged to him out of that pit. Amen. And then while he was in the grave, they thought he was gone. Ain't that right? But Sister Shirley early Sunday morning, he got up with what? All power in his hand. I'm trying to tell y'all, he got all power. He got power to heal your body, power to save your way with trial, power to put food on your table, power to carry you through, power to help you in this evil world. 46 times 1, don't have the power that my God got. My God got resurrection power. He got resurrection power. He got resurrection power. All power is in his hand. There's somebody today who needs power. You need to come. You might have some money, but you need some power. Have you ever been in the hospital with money in your pocket and you can't get out? Amen. That you can't even get to your money, and if you could, you can't even spend it. You gotta call somebody to bring your pocketbook to you so you can look through for some cash or some credit card, cause that money ain't gonna do you no good. The doctor come in, give you medicine after medicine. It just keep you going, but it don't do you no good. But I know a man from Galilee that can heal your sin-sick soul. Money can't save you. Education can't save you. Everybody's so smart today. If everybody's so smart today, who can engineer a home and build it in a little time and all? Ain't that right? People that engineered our cars that we drove in this morning, they're intelligent. Ain't that right? But tell me, while we got all these conveniences in our houses and we still don't have no home, tell me, half the folk that came to church today, I know it's social distancing, but there was somebody who wanted to get to church. When the church is open, the church band don't roll, we won't pick nobody up because we're too busy trying to get to church. But if you would just let God have your all, let him have your money, let him have your car, let him have everything, then he'll take it, he'll break it, he'll bless it, and he'll multiply it. There's one here today, I feel you. Doors to the church is open. Somebody who don't know the Lord Jesus. Or you may have joined the church. You may have been to the water and been baptized. But when you came up out the water, you took some back for yourself. You're supposed to have given God your all. Giving your all. Trust him with your all. Is there one who will come today? Be honest with me and honest with God under heaven that you love him, that you trust him, that you're leaning on him, but you're just struggling with not giving your all. I'm coming down, Father, whose son was sick in the Bible, had epilepsy, and the demon was on him and was thrashing him. And the man went to Jesus and said, Lord, I know you got the power to heal my son. He said, I believe, Lord, but help thou my unbelief. Everybody in these cars out here, even me myself, don't tell no lie on church ground that you got all the power, you believe everything. You don't believe everything. You don't believe everything. There's some things on you right now that you're trying to get it off. If you're in your car and you got a burden, I want you to step outside your car. We won't take the 30 seconds. If you have a burden, Michael Thompson can't heal your burden. Deacon King, Deacon Trump, none of us can heal your burden. But I tell you now, I know that can heal your burden. Step outside your car. I feel you. You just won't do it. That's all right. Let's go. It's hot out here in the middle. That's all. We get ready to go. Not only that, some of you saved, but you have been delivered. It's that one thing that keep coming back. Every time you get ready to walk right with God, every time your marriage try to get better, every time your home tries to come together, there's something that jumps in the way and causes you to look back at who you used to be and tell you what you can't do. I just came to tell you this morning, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I just came to tell you that you're free. I came to tell you that the war is over. I came to tell you to come on out of jail. Stop worrying about people. People gonna talk. People gonna lie. People gonna misunderstand you. That's all right. They did that to the Lord. So if they did to him, what? Who are us? Who are we? Who are we not to want to suffer for the kingdom of God? Father, as we come now, God, to give you glory. We come now, God, to thank you and ask you to show us. Show us, Lord, how to give you our all. How to give our all, Lord, when we don't understand. How to give our all when it's hard to trust. How to give our all when it don't look right. Help us, God, to give you our all. Then, God, I'm praying for sick folk. There's some folk that under the sound of my voice, and there are some Facebook Live, and some may be on the call-in line, or other preachers, pastors, law enforcement, EMTs, so many is what we call essential workers, but they're just people that's trying to make a living. God, we ask you that you would give them strength, heal their bodies, heal their home, get their money. Stimulus is good, Lord. But the Bible says that you are the one that maketh one rich, and you add no sorrow. We thank you, God, that we leaning on you, we trust you, and depending on you. Praying, God, for all the families that are on our sick list here at Archer's Road. Praying, God, for Stanfield family, Johnson family, Rogers family, Graves family, Garrison family. Praying for my friend and my brother Paul Moore, Sister Janice Moore. Asking you would give them strength, Lord. Asking you, God, to keep my musicians and preachers, God, as we get ready to leave this place, but never from your presence. All of us come together, God, to thank you for our wives, our children, our grandbabies, and even, God, those who have pets. God, we thank you for allowing us to have anything, because it all belongs to you. Now, God, my prayer for your people is that they will be strong, that they will be true. Thank you for forgiveness of sin and fullness of grace and courage in the struggle and the justice of peace. Now, God, my prayer is this. May the love of God the Father, you will lift your head, look to the heavens, to the hill from which comes your help. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen. I'm done for today, but next week we're gonna have communion. Granny Stanford, Sister Taylor, who do communion. We're gonna ask one of the deacons who will try to stand over, I think, maybe, and have communion ready so that when you come in, you will already have your communion. Just grab your communion. Amen. Bring your hand sanitizer. If you don't have some, we'll bring it out to your car. Amen. And get ready to, let's have communion. It's been a while, ain't that right?
That's right.
Since we've had communion, so let's do that thing. So let's put our hands together one more time and thank God for a hand clap of praise. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.